Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening to everyone. Tonight we welcome you to the Kingdom Church broadcast, Living Life with Pastor Carolyn Henderson. We say good evening to you on this Monday night in September. We are so thankful to the Lord to be here tonight, just to be in His presence. Amen. We are so glad to be able to sit in this space and share this time with you. We've come to talk tonight a little bit more about the need for rest. We have been noticing in the world, even in the political field. A week or so ago, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, she got sick when she was on the trail and going different places, and come to find out she had pneumonia, and she had fallen a little sick, but God revived her, amen, and restored her. And we find in the body of Christ, in our everyday life, that there are so many people who are in need of rest. Even when we were in school last week, one of the things that the professors were stressing with us was the need to know when to say enough, that we would have to make choices. Sometimes we just need to just quiet ourselves and just get the physical rest. And so many times we just keep pushing and plugging and pushing and plugging, and we are just not able to take, we are able to take the time, but we choose not to, I could say that, to take the time to just say, I'm just going to just rest my body. Even when we have a prayer line every night, and when the holidays, when there are holiday weekends, the Lord had impressed upon my heart to just let those weekends be long weekends, to let those that are on the prayer connection, we can still pray, but just take the time to get some rest, to take a deep breath, to just breathe. We were in the class and one of the professors looked at us and he said, y'all, just please breathe. He said, you look like you're about to take your last breath, because we were all just kind of like, and that's the way life has people now. We are so tensed. People are working under stress, working under so many challenges and tests. And tonight we just wanted to come to encourage you to do whatever is necessary to get some rest. We had been reading articles on Facebook and different articles, different documentations of pastors. There has been a statistic given. Over 15,000 pastors are walking away from the pulpit because of burnout. And burnout is one of the main things that really happens in the church, because we are trying to do everything, and we are only a few people or one person, and we just can't handle it all. So tonight, I wanted to continue to talk to you all about physical rest. One of the things that I had the opportunity, I pulled an article because it was talking about different steps and the warning signs for burnout, and what do we do? How do we handle burnout? And this was written for Charisma, if I'm not mistaken, and it's by Deborah Icke. She started writing this article, Heart Check Questions to Prevent Ministry Burnout, Physical Rest. The need for physical rest. I said the first steps in growing churches while preventing burnout is conducting a heart check. When we are talking about a heart check, we're not talking about the physical heart, and we are talking about the physical heart, but we're also talking about the spiritual heart. The first steps in growing is while preventing burnout, to conduct a heart check, not your physical heart. Although you are really burned out, that may not be a bad idea. She said, I'm talking about your emotional, spiritual heart. What's motivating you? And so many times we ask people, what motivates you to do what you do? I know that I love God and I love ministry. I share with someone, my husband and I have been in ministry for 33 years. Amen. And in the midst of that 33 years, we've had two grandchildren and we've had godchildren. And we have found that even in that 33 years of ministry, we became so consumed because we felt like we just could not say no. We missed some very important dates, some very important family time, some very important things in life, and it's, you can't go back and retrieve that stuff. So you have to decide to make a change. It says, "What's motivating within the context of church that can get complicated? We are working to serve God and people." It said, you're preparing a sermon, leading a small group, running the lights and sound, or other tasks that contribute to telling people about Christ. Sometimes we can get so blinded by doing work for God that we neglect our relationship with God. And that can be dangerous because it can lead to moral failure. And we've seen in the church lately, or pastors, church staff burning and leaving the church, burning out and leaving the church. We're seeing pastors and church leaders and staff who get burned out and they leave the church. How do you conduct a heart check? Here are several areas of consideration. Number one, when did you last spend time in prayer reading the word that wasn't for preparation of a sermon or other work-related activities? When was the last time that you spent time in prayer reading the word that it was not related to the sermon or any other work-related activities? And it said, we all need time with God that's simply for the purpose of listening, learning, and enjoying his presence. Again, it's for listening, learning, and enjoying his presence. It's easy to try to justify not having personal time with God if you already spent several hours preparing for a message. While I'm sure you benefited personally from that time, it can't fully replace time invested in focusing on your relationship with God. We have to take the time to focus our attention on God. Two, review your calendar for the last few weeks. What does that calendar tell you that's most important? After all, what we schedule tends to be the things that we get done and therefore shows what's most important to us. Does your calendar align with what you say is most important to you? So what's on your calendar? Is it filled up with a lot of things that give you no time to really just sit down and take a deep and just to lay in his presence, just to be, like one of the professors said, just be, just don't talk, don't move, just lay, just be in his presence. So many times we just can't understand having the opportunity to just be in the presence of God, just to lay there, not having to talk, not having to do anything. My husband said something to me a few minutes ago while I was waiting for the broadcast, because I had gone into the kitchen to get me a cup of coffee. And he looked at me and he said, you're drinking coffee this time of the night. And he said, and then you won't be able to sleep. And what has happened is that I have pushed all of the over-limit buttons in my physical body. My body is tired, but we tend to keep pushing. And this is what I'm really serious about, because we keep pushing, we keep exhausting ourselves. On yesterday morning, a dear friend of ours preached a sermon, and she was talking about David, and she was talking about how he prayed, and she was talking about how sometimes we don't even have the strength to pray. I've been there, I'm not going to say that it's been that long ago. Is it one of the questions on this questionnaire that happened that I've been reading, and it said, how many evenings have I been working over? What have I been doing overtime in? What, I mean, I come in and sometimes I'm doing laundry and I'm folding laundry and I'm doing this and I'm trying to get clothes straight and I'm trying to get meals straight and I'm trying to get this done and I'm trying to read for school and I'm trying to pray and I'm trying to get my scripture and I'm just trying. And one of the things that really amazed me with that question, it said, your relationship with your family plus your physical health will take a hit if you're working over too often. There will be busy seasons, but those should be seasons, not every day. This is much easier to say than do, but it's important to say no to work, even church work, so you can say yes to your family. And one of the things that I want to encourage people to do is that I am the wife of a pastor. When I got married, my husband was called to preach immediately. And after that, it was ministry, ministry, ministry. And that's how we've accumulated 33 years of ministry, 13 years of pastoring a traditional church, and we have 7 more years of raising a church or raising a work for the Lord in our community. And we have went to school and we've attained degrees, and now we're working on our last and final degree for me. My husband is going to continue. He wants to get another one, but right now we are pressing to complete this doctoral degree. And it says you don't have any physical time for yourself or your family. And it says, it's hard. We have to take the time to say, I'm just not going to do it. I just can't. No, I just won't do it. And when I came in here and I sat down with this cup of coffee and I said, you know, should I really drink this cup of coffee? And I'm just asking God to restore me to do this broadcast so that I can go and lay my body down and get some rest. It said, in most roles, overwork feels sinful and neglectful. This is how the enemy tries to challenge us. He tries to make us feel guilty if we try to take the time to rest ourselves. He wants us to put ourselves in a tizzy so he can attack our bodies. It said, in ministry, overwork can wrongly feel holy. Overwork can feel holy. After all, you're doing all of these things for the Lord and for people. Some leaders struggle to say no because doing so would feel like denying ministry to people. Leaders can justify all the hours in their minds, the neglect of their own souls, the neglect of their families, and the neglect of their peace of mind. Do you ever find yourself thinking, well, if I don't get this done, it won't get done? I know I have. Said, if so, that could indicate you're not delegating well or you're insistent a task be done exactly your way. Sometimes we just need to let stuff go. Then it says, number five, what do you praise, reward yourself or your team for working long hours? Sometimes just the, my husband and I have sometimes when we were here studying or reading or whatever, and he said, let's just ride and get a cone of ice cream. Yeah. But we really need to ride and spend some time together. Recently, in the month of August, after I had been really battling a serious ear infection, and one day I got up and I told my husband, I said, you know, the whole summer I've been running back and forth in school and ministry and just doing stuff and trying to get this done, trying to get that done. And I was sitting still and I said, Lord, I am just tired. And it was not so much that I was physically tired, I was emotionally tired. And it actually felt like sitting in the house that everything was getting too close to me. And I had figured out I had been here all summer, but I hadn't really been anywhere outside. Grocery shopping, doctor's appointments, dental appointments, but not really taking any time to breathe, just to be. So I told him, I said, today I gotten up, did breakfast, did a load of laundry, and I said, I'm leaving out of the house. I said, you can go. If not, I'm going. And it just felt so good to change the scenery. Sometimes you don't have to spend money. You can just go for a ride or go for a walk. Or, like I said, go get some ice cream. Sometimes you just want to lay down and just not be religious, if I could just say that. Because sometimes you just need to just be who you are, just to relax, just to take the time to breathe. It said, do you have any time scheduled for yourself to think, to plan, to dream? It excites me when I hear that people are going on vacation and the many different places that they go for vacation and how they take the time. And one thing I remember saying, and, you know, sometimes God will bring the words that we speak back to us to remind us. That wasn't really me. And one Sunday I remember telling the people in the church, I said, all of you can go and take vacations and do what you need to do. I said, but we're expected to be here because we are the leaders. And then the Lord said, who expects you to be there? And so I had to really think about what I said, because I love God. I love the church. But even God gave us the example in Genesis when he did creation and he said, and he rested. He had a Sabbath. He had a Selah, a quiet time. And we have to go according to the examples that God gave us. He rested. He rested from the work of creating. He took a Selah, a Sabbath time. It says, this is a time for you to consider the projects and tasks ahead in the light of the vision, mission of your church, and evaluating whether you're working on the right things that will help you achieve what is supposed to be achieved. It's time to think about how you spend your time and what you do to encourage yourself. It's hard to do this when you're wired for accomplishments, and that's what we are finding, that a lot of people in the church, especially pastors and leaders, are wired for accomplishments. And we get so carried away with accomplishments that we forget about time, rest, and our physical bodies. One thing for sure, and it's true, my grandmother used to say, you can keep running and running and running, and she said, but sooner or later your physical body is going to tell you that it's going to take a break. And this is when we find ourselves getting broken down from colds and different things. And we have to really take the time to reconsider how we've done stuff in the past. And pray and ask God to help us to change, so we don't consider to continue and to do these things going forward. Today, September the 19th, the light bulb has gone off. So today we need to be making changes so that we won't revisit or continue to do some of the things that we've been doing that doesn't really bring glory to God. It just brings gratification to our flesh. We need to look at our calendars. We need to make sure. I hear several people, couples too, say that they have date night. Some people take spa days where they go and have their nails done and have their feet done. And some people, my husband gave me a spa day to go have a massage because I have been complaining for years about my leg and my back. And years ago on our 25th anniversary, so that's how long it's been, he gave me a gift certificate to go to get a massage, have my nails and my feet done, and to just relax. I felt like a brand new person when I came out of that spa. And I was just thinking about, you know, maybe I need to do that for myself. Maybe I need to allow myself to be treated kindly. You know, once we are people that love to be cared for and to be thought of and to be treated kindly. And nothing can mean more than someone giving you a nice cool glass of water or bringing you a nice pretty cupcake or just to let you know that they appreciate you. So what are you saying, Pastor Carolyn? I'm saying that we need to let our bodies know that this body that God gave us, we need to appreciate it. We need to learn how to really take care of it and stop running it full blast, all engines going all the time. We need to make sure that we stop staying up, pressing ourselves to do stuff that we can do on another day. We need to really take the time to rest our minds, rest our bodies, and rest our souls. In that service on yesterday, the preacher was saying that she was just so exhausted. She was so tired. And she said she found one of the things that cured her exhaustions was the times that she spent just laying in the presence of God and praying. She said, you know, you can keep running your body until it does exactly what I just said. It'll shut itself down. It'll let you know, look, I can't go any further. And I am sure that in this season and time, that God can't use us if we are sick and if we are broke down. So we have to really change our mindsets. We have to really take the time to spend with the Lord, to spend with our families, to spend with ourselves just to be who we are, who God has assigned us to be. In the message on yesterday evening, the pastor from Atlanta was saying, all of us are saying we are ready for our next breakthrough, our next miracle. He said, the next is now. We have to look at it now. God didn't promise us that he was going to give it next. He promised us that we could have it now. So we're decreeing and declaring that we're going to start getting physical rest now. That we want God to restore our health, our minds, our families, our life in him now. We were talking about it, and we were kind of chuckling because I said, Lord have mercy. I said, could you even think about living as long as Methuselah did, 900 and some odd years? Could you think about living? I have asked the Lord to give me 100 years in my right mind, in my physical strength, not having to have anybody take care of me, to be totally operational in Him. But that's going to take care, taking care of me now. I can't ignore me now and expect to function in that capacity later. So we have to take the time just to hold on to the Lord and to His word, and to let His word really come into manifestation in our lives. It said, if you're the leader, if you're a person in God, who can tell you no? It said, especially if you're a senior pastor in a church, you need someone around you who can protect you from yourself and your and its needs. We need to be protected from ourselves, because pastors tend to just run on fumes. We don't know how to shut it down. We don't know how to cut it off. If somebody tells us that they need, we are right there all the time. And this is what happens in the church. The pastors get burned out and the people get weary. And we need to realize that we are all human. And the human body requires good treatment. It says you need to seek feedback for your activities. You need to find a way to get proper input, proper diet, proper rest, proper downtime. One of the things I noticed that even in the school system, the children go to school a certain amount of days, then they give them a winter break. They give them a spring break. Then they have a summer break, because those are the seasons of the school system, seasons of rest, just like everything else. We have to learn how to take that Selah, that Sabbath, like the Lord God did when He finished creation. We can't be any good to ourselves and anybody else if we're worn out and tore up. God can't really use us when we're tired and worn. 90% of the accidents that happen, my husband told me, happen close to your home. How many times, how many pastors, how many leaders, how many people of God have gone and gone and gone, and then on the drive home they fall to sleep, or they are so tired they can barely get home. We can barely endure our families. One thing I found out is that when I have to cook for the holidays, I get irritable. And so now I'm figuring out ways where maybe I could use the word outsource, cooking some of the stuff that I do. Sure, we want to do some of the cooking ourselves because we like the accolades. The pie was good. The cake was good. The turkey was good. But we need to also learn how to save ourselves from so much stress, physical stress, and being tired. So tonight I want to let you know that it's not a need to feel guilty when you say no. Let your no be no, and let your yes be yes. But the next time we get ready to make a decision, we need to ask ourselves and God, how is this going to benefit me for the glory of God and the kingdom of God? I pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to you tonight. And I pray that it has opened your eyes to some avenues and some ways that you can get yourself some rest and you can get yourself some downtime and to stop being so exhausted and fatigued and burdened. The Bible tells us that we take our cares and our challenges and our things and cast them on the Lord and leave them there. So tonight, Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for what this broadcast has spoken to us. We pray tonight that you would restore our hearts, our minds, Father, give us the time, the mindset to spend time, a Selah, a Sabbath with you, then to reward ourselves by taking time, be just to be who we are and who you created us to be. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray and we ask it all. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you for signing in to the broadcast tonight. We pray that it has blessed you. God bless you until we come together again. In the name of the Lord God, amen.